Happy belated birthday, my brother.
How you doing, my brother?
Bottle of tequila. I'm going to send you a bottle. I'm going to get a bottle to you, man. So real quick. To you and your birthday, Papa.
Man. Thank you. Oh, everybody, if you don't know who this man is, let me introduce you to my brother, my man, my boy. Yes, this is Boaz from the hit show, Queen of the South. And if you're a big fan of Queen of the South, you know Forte, you know Teresita. You know what I mean? You know the whole squad. But this man right here, especially the last episode.
Yeah, head in the box, baby. Head in the box. I'm a dreamer. What can I say, Papa? I'm a dreamer.
I appreciate you just popping in on the surprise check-in, man. You made my night, man. I was having a bad day. I ain't gonna lie, man.
I had to wish you happy birthday, bro. It's your birthday bash. What can I do, bro? Not be here? This is the only way I could be here right now until I get there.
Word up, and we can't wait till you get here, man. Yo, Boaz, man. Yo, you are killing Queen of the South right now, man. Like, you made some unexpected turns to the viewers. And you know what I mean? I was like, wow, they put Boaz in the situation right now, boy.
50-50 roll of the dice. 50-50 roll of the dice. Do I die or do I live? We'll see.
Listen, man. First of all, I'm pretty sure a lot of people was kind of mad at you two episodes back. They was like, oh, man, Tennessee, I'm about to get it on and pop it. Next, you know, this guy Boaz comes with the hat. Like, yo, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. And I don't blame you.
I try to do it.
You can't keep that inside of you.
You know what? This right here, this is the tie of the judge for sale. Maybe I'll just give it to you. There's no blood on it. I made sure to take it off the guy before I decapitated the situation.
Oh, man.
Might have to send you this.
That's a souvenir for real right there.
You know, when I did what I did back in February, March, when we returned back to from COVID.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun dealing with everything and just filming the best season 5. Oh, my God. Bro, I want to have a watch party. I got to just come out there for Cinco de Mayo. What's up? You want to set it up?
Do I? Hell yeah.
Let's set
I'm
up a
tequila
Cinco.
Man, but I think I'm going to be drinking tequila that
I'll
day.
Tell you what. Let's have a Cinco de Mayo party. I'll come out. I'll bring some tequila. I'll bring my boy Ricky Versetti, and we'll come perform our song Narcotraficante along with everything else I'm doing under the alias Tommy Calle. I'm making music, too, you know?
Okay, so let me go ahead and try to set that up with you. We'll make that happen.
I figured I'd throw it out there. You're the man out there in Miami, brother. What can I say? If you said it, you meant it. If you speak it, it happens. That's
yes.
What I love about you, Papa. That's what I love about you. Hey, maybe man. You can spin my track first. DJ
that,
F.
Yo, that's for know. Sure. That's for sure.
Hey, yo, F. Let these motherfuckers know. No. To you, bro.
Yo, Boaz, I can't front, man. Since day one that I met you, man, you've been a real one, and I have to appreciate another shot. I need that. Thank you.
This
man.
One's for you now.
Yes.
That took
one
for me. This was yours.
Ever since we met, man, you have been a great friend, man. Like, even on the side, you check up on me, you say what's up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
You don't gotta do that, you know what I mean? But you did that, man. So thank you, man, Boaz. I really appreciate that, man. And everybody that's in the comment. I appreciate y'all with the birthday wishes, and this was a big surprise. Boaz from Queen of the South hanging out with me today, you know what I mean? And Boaz, I can't even wait for the next. What we got? One more episode left?
Nah, bro, I'm all throughout this season.
No, not you, but I'm saying, how many episodes left in this season?
So we are barely on episode 3 right now, season 5. Every Wednesday night. On USA Network, we got tequila kicking in nicely. Every Wednesday night, 9:00 Central Time, on USA Network. You're already behind 3 episodes, or you're not behind because you already know what happened. But 3 episodes in, we have 7 more to go. We have 10 episodes this season. And let me tell you, my favorite episode, all of season 5. The whole chapter of season 5 is
really?
The best.
Yeah.
I shit you not. Wait till tomorrow night when you see what happens. What happens to Dumas? What happens to Boaz? Oh my God.
Yeah, oh my man. God. Yo, if I ever seen a black man so disappointed, it was Dumas.
Don't you
want to
steal
it
and always beat you up?
Dumas had a bad day, boy. I lost your audio. I can't hear you. What did you do to your phone?
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
I said, well, it's a good thing you didn't hear me because I was just telling you what was going to happen on season 5. And
damn it, man!
Actually, that's kind of cool that you didn't hear me because now that I think about it, it's like Christmas. I know exactly what I got you as a gift, and I just don't want to share it yet until the time. Bro, I truly love you, bro. I fucked with you hard, Carnal. You're my brother, bro. And when I come to see you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you a little bit of the Boaz wear, I'm going to bring you a Always Be Chingon. This is our season 4 when me and my primo were in the ride going to the swamp. And I was telling him what's the problem, you know, that Team Boaz.
Yeah.
And then my Todo Chingon Estilo brand.
Oh, Todo that's Chingon dope. Estilo.
Everything. That's dope. Todo chingon, everything big boss style, baby.
Yeah. You're a boss. I need that in my life. Boss.
Those are yours. I'm going to get them to you ASAP. Send me an address. I'm not going to say I'm sending this, but.
Yeah. And I'm going to come to Texas soon. That's something.
I'm coming to you first. Cinco de Mayo.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
I'm bringing some tequila, right. Bro.
Everybody, man, listen. I need
you. You want the small bottle or the big bottle?
Man.
Which one, Papa? Small bottle or the big bottle?
Surprise me.
You got it. You DJ Epps. You do it big.
Surprise me, man. Oh, my God. Boaz, you made my night. That boy came to check up on me, man. That boy came to check up on me.
It's your birthday. You look good. You want another shot?
Yes, please.
You got it. One more shot.
Word up, man. Yo.
Let me get you fucked up tonight.
Take a shot. Take a shot for me.
Make the
toast.
I wanted to ask you
something before you get up out of here. I just want to, you know me. I'm always going to ask everybody, you know, how they feel about DJs and the importance of DJs, man. And even though...
You heard already. I already know. Damn, you really got your ears to the street. I don't know, bro. You got your ears to the street. I know exactly where you're headed. Yes. Facts. I was a DJ. I worked in Tejano Music. That's how I cut the radio commercial for me to be on the set of the Alamo way back when I became a Davy Crockett executioner. Yes, it's true. I want to spin the wheels again, just like you, Papa. DJ Boaz. AKA Tommy Kaya in the house spinning the tracks. Yeah,
that would work. Y'all traveling important. Around the world DJing big time clubs as Boaz? Man, that would make some money.
During a meet and greet, I'm going to surprise everybody. You know, Ricky Bracetti doing his music. I was telling Carnal, like, you know what, bro? If I started DJing, that would really surprise everybody. You know, I can MC, I can DJ, I can do this, I can do that. And then I'd surprise everybody by doing my, my tracks, you know, under Tommy Calle, Narcotraficante, Abre la Boca, Saca la Lengua, To Hell and Back, some of the things that I'm working on right now with my boy Ricky Bracetti, man. So definitely, if y'all don't know my boy Ricky Bracetti, go download that music right now on Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, everywhere, Ricky Bracetti. You know, we got that track, Narcotraficante, out right now with Soy Big Los. I went back home to the Rio Grande Valley. Laid down a track with and a music video with my boy Ricky Bracetti and Sweat Big Low. So I'm trying to do big things like you, Papa. And DJs are important. Thank you during COVID, bro. Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. When shit hit the fan hardest last year, man, during March and shit, you were there, bro. You weren't there just for me. You were there for the world, bro. You were there for everybody, for every brother and sister and every soul that felt like, fuck, we're in our homes and we feel a little locked up. And even right now, some people are still at home, not wanting to go out, not wanting to go anywhere. You know, they've gotten, now I'm not going to say complacent, but it's the new thing, you know. It's like, hey, if I ain't got to do shit, go anywhere, and I can work from home, I'm going to stay there, you know, and everything's safer. And I get it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you got it. And you were there, bro. You were totally there. You came into my home every night, bro, spinning. And I thank you for that, man. Your energy is always 100. It's always up there, bro. And I can tell some days you in that funk of shit. I can tell because I'm listening to the music you're spinning. I can tell that you're speaking with those words. I can tell, Papa. And you know what? I thank you for that because I get the message. And I love you right back, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you, boss. Thank you, man. Papa. I'll be back soon, man. I appreciate that, man. Damn, why are you making me fucking tear it over here, man?
Hey, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, that's my DJ. Happy birthday to
you. Oh, man, yo.
You.
Take that shot, for me, please.
Pa' abajo, pa' centro. Hell yeah.
Oh my God, man. Thank you, Boaz, man. And I can't wait for to go watch the continuing episodes of Queen of the South, man. And you guys, you need to watch it. It's every Wednesday, 9 o'clock, right? Eastern time?
9 o'clock Central Time. So
9 o'clock Central Time. 10
whatever
o'clock
you gotta
Eastern
do to
time.
Lock it in. Yeah, lock it in. Get it on. I'll yeah, see y'all tomorrow night in your homes.
Nah, for sure, for sure. Boaz, man, yo, I appreciate you. I got some other people coming on. Some
bring them on.
Guests,
I'll be watching. I'll be watching.
And yo, I appreciate you, man. You made my night. And not only that, I really appreciate your friendship, man. That's more important, man. Besides all
you're
this
my
music.
Carnal. You're my carnal. You're my brother, bro.
All day. Tell Ricky I said what's up, too, okay?
You already know. We'll see you soon, man. Cinco de Mayo. Let's plan that party. That's that.
I'm on it.
Let's do it.
I'm on it.
You heard it here first, everybody. You heard it here first. And thank you for the love. I'm here at JT Campos 1 on Insta. This man is the man, the myth, the legend, DJ Epps. Before him, there were none. And you can best believe after him, there'll be no more. I love you, Papa. Hats off to you and everything you do, brother. I love you.
Thank you, my brother. Love, boys. Love, man. Thank you. Queen of the South. Yep. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Catch Queen of the South. Best show out right now. Boaz, I love you, bro. Thank you, man.
I'm out, Papa. Over
you know what it is.
Yeah.
What's up, Zo?
What's happening, bro?
Listen, I know you got things to do. I appreciate you even taking this time out to come hang out with me, man.
Of course, man. You kidding? Absolutely. It's my guy. It's my family.
Everybody, this is my man Jason Derulo. Y'all say what's up. Follow him. I know you see all his crazy TikToks and all that good stuff, man. By the way, I know you're not going to give me the secret sauce, but I just have to say, how the fuck do you do those videos, man?
Hey, man. I mean, depending on which video, you know, if you're talking about the whole Millie Mill shit started off with just being in the pandemic, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm just taking like a bunch of shit that I like and putting it together and like creating like a dish based on a bunch of shit that I and it kind of took off. So I promised my followers that I would do one each time that I got another million followers, and the shit just on kind of going and going and going. And crazy enough, I'm kind of getting nice with it, though.
Nice with it? Dude, like, you're killing it, man. You are killing it. And I love it. I love it. It's different. I don't see nobody else doing it. Same thing with here. You know what I mean? I'm doing this shit Monday to Friday. Yeah, I see other DJs. You see other DJs doing it, but they ain't doing it like DJ Epps. So, cool talk to you and what you're doing, Jason. How's the road, man? I know you've been on the road lately. How you doing with the pandemic situation? Coming out of it, or are you still in it?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I mean, I think this whole situation, for me, I wanted to capitalize on the situation, just having time, right? Time is the most valuable asset that we all have. So I wanted to utilize that time to, you know, put my energy into the shit that I care about. And I have 13 businesses that I was able to really, really put my, you know, my hands on. And it's nothing like putting your hands on the endeavors that you're getting into, right? I mean, if you want something done right, you know they say you got to do it yourself. And you know, right. the proof is in the pudding. So a lot of great things happening. You know, obviously TikTok was a major part of the pandemic for me, and you opened up a lot of doors. And I'm just excited for the near future. I got music coming out. I have a graphic novel coming out. I have a book that I wrote that's coming out. Just, you know, a bunch of stuff. I have a vodka. Nah, that's out. Bunch of the great things happening.
Bless you. Yeah. Nah, definitely. You also said you have, you know, an artist. I've been rocking this guy, Dane. Like, everybody's been tapping in with me.
That's what I'm talking about. For
sure. I fucks with Dame, man. I fucks with Dame. And Uncle Epps is here, Jason. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, man.
Talk to me about your, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, that's a crazy one for me. You know, it just kind of brings everything full circle. I think timing is everything, and it's a perfect time. You know, your boy is about to be a daddy. If y'all didn't know what he was talking about, yeah. I'm about to be Daddy Derulo. We changing it up.
Daddy Derulo! Hey! Daddy Derulo is about to have a baby. That's a Zoe and what?
Huh?
The baby's going to be Haitian.
Yeah, and she's white and black. So, you know, he
beautiful.
He just Haitian at that point.
Yeah, so Shitala, right?
Yeah, through and through.
Yo, do you have anything you want to promote and let everybody know that, you know, the music is coming out and stuff like that? Because I know you got to get back to work and whatnot. I ain't going to try to keep you.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually in the process of shooting a Jack in the Box commercial. Tell nobody. But yeah, for me, I just want to share love and light. I have shit coming out, but I'd rather utilize the time to make sure that everybody is utilizing this time to do the shit that you love. There's nothing like waking up in the morning, being excited. You know this from experience as well. Being excited to do what you love to do every single day. You know, if you don't like your job, you have to make a change, right? Don't spend your life in that same path, waking up miserable. I'm not saying quit that job, because obviously we need to put food on the table. But at the same time, work on whatever that side hustle is, so that side hustle becomes the main hustle. And that's the secret to life. You know, you just want to live every day happy and chase that happiness. You know what you love to do. Do what you love to do, and then make money doing that. That's the secret.
There you go, everybody. My man just dropped some gem on you. That's what it is. This is Jason Derulo, my friend, my Zoe. You know what I mean? Hey, Jason, I probably haven't got a chance to just really deeply tell you that you're a great friend. And congratulations to all your success from Hush to right now.
That's crazy, bro. That's
you
crazy.
Remember that Hush, right?
I want the people on this live to know that my guy was the first DJ to really, really wrap his arms around me and support me. You know, it back to the days, y'all probably didn't even know this, but we was on the grind. So like we was going to from DJ to DJ trying to look for support. But I had a backbone in my guy Epps. Strip club circuit, you know, Miami is very, very strip club centric. So if you want to get your shit played, you want to, you know, you have to really do the strip club circuit and then go, you know, touch hands and make sure that those guys know who you are and want to play your record in those places, because in Miami, that's where records are broke, in the strip club. so if you, you could imagine your boy, I was even underage at the time, bro. Body. But yeah, that's where it all started. And Epps always had my back from the very, very beginning. So that's why to this day, you know, it's nothing but love. So anything that my guy ever needs.
Man, appreciate that, man. Yo, everybody, this is Jason Derulo. Please follow him. Get ready for some new music coming out. Get ready for the tequila. Get ready for Dame. Get ready for Jack in the Box, you know what I mean? Commercial. Everything. Everything. Jason, congratulations. Thank you, my brother. Love you, bro. Tell Twins and everybody, Harry, everybody. I said, what's up? You know what I mean? Thank you.
All day. All right, Pippen. I'll see you soon.
You know what it is. Yo, everybody, man, tomorrow, WWE superstar Mandy Rose is going to be with me. It's going to be crazy. Thursday.